Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. This is a new format that we've never done before. My mom is in Santa Barbara. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
And I am in LA. We are social distancing from each other, and oh my God, is it hard to do.
It's very hard. I miss my kids.
I miss my parents. This whole thing, the whole quarantine social distancing thing, hasn't been that hard really for me. I know it has been for a lot of people, but for me, it's been like kind of normal. I don't make as many trips to the grocery store or like,
I don't make any.
My mom is staying home. Yes. My dad does the trips. Yes. My mom is a high risk person. But the one thing that would like really got me was like, oh, I don't get to see my parents.
I get to see all my kids. It's hard. And grandkids.
Yeah, I dropped groceries off at Colleen's house a couple days ago. She saw I was at the grocery store.
Where'd you go? Whole Foods.
Oh, did I leave? Oh, my internet connection is unstable. This is going to be a disaster.
We'll just be a little choppy.
Guys, listen, you're going to have to bear with us. Because
we're in the middle of a pandemic.
This is a pandemic, y'all. My dad went out and bought a microphone yesterday for this. We are trying. Anyway, I went to Whole Foods and got groceries for myself. My sister saw I was there and she was like, do they have eggs or bread or flour? I was like, they have all of it and cheese. And so I dropped a bag off at her house on her doorstep. I didn't knock on the door. I didn't get to say hello. It was just a drop. I ran and texted her. I was like, this is so weird. I'm at my sister's house. I can't say hi, but it's all for the safety of everyone. It's not even like the safety of yourself. It's everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are live streaming. We're using Zoom. I'm recording the audio and the video on Zoom. I don't know if there's a better way to do it. We don't know what we're doing, guys. Has this podcast ever known what we're doing, though?
No, it goes right into our themes.
What's going on? We don't know. All right, Mom, what are the holidays of today?
National Puppy Day.
I have a puppy right here. Come here.
Hey, Snoop. Hey, Snoop.
He can't hear you.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't have headphones on.
No.
Okay. All right. It's also World Meteorological Day. Meteorological.
What is that? A meteorologist. I know what a meteorologist is.
You know, sometimes when you see a word and then you say it. Okay.
Reading out loud is what you just described. Do you know when you read a word and then you say it? Yes, I do know that. It's called school.
Meteorological day.
What's a meteorological?
I don't know. Weather. Science. It's also, I have to say, tomorrow is National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day, and make sure they're dark chocolate, please.
Okay, listen, I have a story.
Let's hear it.
I remember being in See's Candy when I was a kid.
Yes.
And I hated dark chocolate as a kid. I liked white and milk. And someone said, I said that to you and you were like, ugh. And I was like, you know, maybe one day. And it's an acquired taste. And the chick in front of us turned around and laughed at me and said, you either like it or you don't. And I was like, who are you, Karen? What is this? And then now, because I'm vegan, I love dark chocolate. And I thought back to it. I was like, screw you, Karen. Freaking Becky. The acquired taste.
And this week is National American Diabetes Association Alert Day.
My best friend is diabetic.
Yep.
Those
are all the days of all the things.
Those are the only holidays that were today?
Well, one was for next week and one or later this week.
I feel like that wasn't enough.
But come on, Puppy Day? That covers everything.
Do you look at like the international ones? Are they like?
I do those too.
The international was World Meteorological.
Are you wearing Miranda pants? Wait, are you wearing Miranda pants?
I'm also wearing Miranda socks.
And you're wearing a purple sweater. You're dressed as Miranda currently.
It's from Liverpool when we went to Liverpool, England.
Oh, this isn't going to be a podcast. This is just going to be a Skyping or Zooming or whatever it's called.
It's a cozy day because it's raining.
It's about to rain here. I've been waiting for it. Oh, this is a conversation and I'm forgetting that we're podcasting and people are listening to this. So I have an announcement. That's what I'm doing. I just decided. So the whole world is basically on a lockdown or a safer at home action or safe shelter in place. I don't know. Everyone's quarantined.
All the things.
And we will be for my birthday, which is April 5th. So I've been going back and forth about what to do with my birthday. And now I'm like, haha, can't do anything. Except I decided I'm going to have a fundraiser live stream where we will raise money to help people negatively impacted by this stupid virus. And that'll go to like different food banks or shelters, whatever. I haven't figured out which organizations yet. And we'll save a little money and give it to animal rescue places because that's just part of me. And then, sorry, I was petting my dog for those listening and not watching. And then I'm trying to figure out how to do the live stream because Colleen does live streams every year and it's like giving out presence while she live streams. But I feel like one, I don't want to do a bunch of shipping right now. Right. And I can't really go out shopping for things to buy people to give out. So I think I'm going to do a thing where it's like every time we hit a certain amount of money, I will give away like 10 video messages or 10 follows or 10 DMs. And then, or it's like if we hit like a really high number, I have to play like hard boiled or raw and just like crack, see if like an egg cracks on my head or if it's hard boiled. I'll play stupid games. I'll entertain you guys. I might have people Skype in. Can we do that? I don't even know how live streams work. So we'll try doing different things. So we'll have set goals. And once we hit goals, things will happen. And I know we're not going to raise like millions, but I was thinking maybe a couple thousand. That would be fun. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Give back. And so that's my birthday plan. So we're not doing P.O. Box opening video.
No.
That's something we usually do every year on my channel. We're not doing that. And we're not having a party until this is all over. So let's do a live stream, y'all.
Great idea.
All right. Want to talk about the news?
Let's talk about the news.
Before we talk about the news, though, I want to talk about our first sponsor for today. Woohoo! Support for all things internet comes from Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. With the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card, you'll earn unlimited 5% back at Walmart Online. You'll also earn 2% in Walmart stores, at restaurants, and on travel, and 1% everywhere else. When you want all that, you need the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. What's in your wallet? Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One. So that was our first sponsor for today. We have another one, but we'll save them for later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you love saving them.
You.
Oh. So thank you
to Capital One.
Oh, Walmart's Rewards. Say it. I need you to say it.
Capital One Walmart Rewards Card.
It's hard. I'm a professional and it's hard. All right, let's jump into the news. The big thing that first happened this week. Do you know who Vanessa Hudgens is?
Yes. High School Musical?
Yes.
Yes.
She went on a live stream on Instagram and was just wrong. She said that freaking out about the virus was stupid because, quote, people are going to die, which is terrible, but like inevitable. So she was very, what's the word? It's not inconsiderate, not disrespectful. What's the word? Mom, find the word.
Very blasé about it.
That's not the word I was searching for, but I liked it. Okay. She was being very blasé about it. Blasé. But she immediately
irresponsible.
Irresponsible. That's a good word. That's a good word.
Yeah.
But she immediately issued an apology, said like she shouldn't have said that. And then it was like, this is a very important time. You know, her PR team was like, say these words. But obviously the internet was like, what are you doing? It was irresponsible. It was extremely irresponsible. Yeah. Whether you believe that this is overreaction or not, like, one, you're not a scientist and you're not a doctor. Why do you think your random opinion is greater than other people's? Also, we're being safe. Whether this is an extreme measure or not, like, social distancing and quarantining.
Better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry. Someone with a platform, you should always be like, not that blunt, blasé. We'll say blasé. You shouldn't be like that. And then Chrissy Teigen the next day was like, guys, like, people say stupid things all the time. Just let it go. Just let it go. Cause the internet was getting real hard on it. Yeah. And I've noticed the internet is always a frightening place, but mm-hmm. the past month, well, since people have been, you know, social distancing, people are getting bored. And when people get bored on the internet, they get mean because all of their frustrations they can take out on another person that they'll never see in person, that, you know, they can hide behind their keyboards.
The people before I started being quarantined, the people that I saw at the grocery stores were all very nice. Everyone was being polite and keeping mm-hmm. their distance. But if you don't have a person in front of you, you can be really, mm-hmm. some people.
I talked really to a, mean. When I went to the grocery store a couple of days ago, I talked to the checkout lady. The guy in front of me was cracking jokes. So I started cracking jokes and she was like, oh, what a relief. And we were like, what? She goes, you guys are being so nice and lovely. We were almost like, oh, are you dealing with just terrible people or people just being terrible? And she goes, yeah, I'm dealing with people that are just happen to be terrible. And I was like, I'm sorry.
That makes it harder.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is not the time to like be a butthead. This is the time to be nice. And everyone's patience is wearing thin, but that's why you just got to put your best foot forward and keep going and work together. Just like, nothing good is going to get accomplished by being like penis hole. Sorry, but that's just all right. So let's focus on celebrities that are doing good things with COVID-19 instead of, you know, bad things. And what they're doing while being stuck in quarantine. John Legend and John Legend and Chris Martin had a free live stream concert in their houses. They were like, let's just alleviate some stress, bring some smiles, which was nice. A couple, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, donated $1 million to split between organizations in Canada and America. Jennifer Garden, Amy Adams, both developed a fundraiser for children who don't have accessible access to meal plans right now. Justin Timberlake is donating to Mid-South Food Bank. Jimmy Fallon and Vanessa Hudgens are both donating to Feeding America. I'm guessing Vanessa Hudgens had to do that because for PR team. Lady Gaga's makeup brand is donating to a food bank in Los Angeles. And then Kelly Ripa and Mark
Consuelos,
yes. Donated $1 million. And then, so, you know, celebrities are starting to open up their wallets, starting to like help out where they can. And then, listen, I'm sure you've probably seen it, Mom. Some celebrities had the right, what's it called? I think right intentions. They had good intentions. But some celebrities got together. Well, not together, they separately, but decided that they're all going to sing a part of the song Imagine. Without any, just completely a cappella. So they were all going to sing a clip, sing, and then send the clip to one person who compiled it, and then would post it. So the
intention. Were they all in the same key?
Nope.
Oh!
So you had actors and singers, just like famous people, all compiling to like, let's all sing Imagine, and we'll splice it together, and you know, it'll bring people a smile. So the intentions were right. They were like, they were trying to like, you know, spread hope and positivity and all these things. I got through 3 seconds of the video. The internet destroyed it. Everyone was like, this is the most awkward thing. Cause you'd have like an actress or an actress who couldn't sing, be like, imagine all the people. And then you'd have singers who are like, this is my moment. Like try and like do runs and things and like go all out. And it was just, no one was in the right key. No one knew what song they were singing. No one knew what part of the song they were singing. It was a mess. So, and people are like ripping on these celebrities.
Aww.
And I'm like, okay, their heart was in the right place. So I'm not gonna like say like they're terrible people, but people are like, we don't need a video of you guys singing, we need your money. It's like, true. Oh, that's true. Like, I can't get too mad. That's true. But like, I assume people are donating without announcing it, because there's always this like weird thing for people in the spotlight when they donate money. It's like, do we donate secretly, or like, so we don't seem anonymously, so it doesn't seem like we're trying to get praise, or do we donate so people know, like, don't worry, we did donate, you should also as well, like, set a good example. It's always this like weird balance, like you don't know which one to do. So I'm hoping there are some of the celebrities who are, you know, doing it anonymously, so it's not like a look at me show. But that's all I have.
How was giving blood, Rachel?
Oh,
was that on your list to talk about?
Nope, I passed out. I'm not scared of needles. I'm not scared of the process. No. They just had me do this thing called Power Red, which was a more intense version of giving blood. And it, like, my body just was like, no, this isn't right. I'm not into this. They had to throw
You're
ice on me.
You're taking too much.
Yeah. They threw ice on me. They gave me Tums. They were like, stay awake. And I was like, nah, my eyes want to close. They're like, stay awake. I was like, oh.
So what is Power Red? What is that?
I don't remember. They had to separate something. I don't know. They gave me my plasma back, or my plate. They gave me something back.
Did they take your platelets out?
I don't know. They separated my blood and they took something. It went through a machine and they gave me something back.
Okay.
That's all I know. I was like,
that does.
I don't know. I had to be 5'10" and I had to be 150 pounds. I'm actually 149. I weighed myself like a couple days later. I was like, that's it. That was the pound.
It was the pound.
That's why it happened. Every time I've given blood, though, I've gotten lightheaded at the end, so I wasn't too shocked that I passed out. I was also very aware of what was happening. I was like, I got really, like, my body just kind of got really sweaty. My right ear started making it sound like I was underwater. My left arm went tingly, and then my body, I lost all, like, control of it, basically. I didn't, like, poop myself, but, like, I kind of went limp.
I was gonna say, did you tinkle?
No. I kind of went limp, because you're supposed to, like, squeeze this thing every 10 seconds.
Were you scared?
No.
When you felt those things?
No, because I was like, oh, I know what this is. If I know what something is, I'm fine. I was like, I know if I pass out, there's a bunch of people around me, and I'm in a chair, so I'm like, I'm going to fall down and hit my head. It's like, I'm going to go for a second. It's not like I'm going to die. You can't.
Yeah.
They just, you know, do the things that they did, and I come back. I think if I was scared, I would have been like gone for a long time. But it was like literally a second. I was like, the guy looked at me, he's like, you good? I was like, no.
No.
And then he like went into action. I've never known to take Tums for that. He was like, can I feed you Tums? I was like, sure. And he like stuck Tums in my mouth.
I wonder what that does. Of course, now I'm going to Google it all.
Yeah. But I gave.
It's always after the podcast that I Google stuff.
Never before.
No. Well, thank you for donating blood.
You're welcome. I did half of my donation. So they were going to do 2 units. I did one, but hey, I did it. And next time he said, next time, just do a normal blood donation. You don't have to do this. He goes, you're O positive. So we need your blood regardless if you do this or not. So I'll go back in May. I can go back. So I'll go back in May and donate some more. All right. So there's a nail artist who I don't know how to pronounce her name. May Kawajri. I don't know. I'm sorry. I butchered it. I can't say anyone's name. Anyway, she's a nail artist. So she does she puts on like acrylic nails and does really cool designs. Well, she decided that since she has to wear gloves all the time because of all of this, she put the acrylic nails on the outside of the gloves.
Oh.
Which I thought was hilarious. She's like, I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm a That's creative great. Person. Like, I have to do this. This is my outlet. And I thought it was really well done. I liked it.
That's cute.
So just a couple more coronavirus COVID-19 things. Facebook, who I think is a very corrupt company and I don't like, but they announced that they'll be giving $1,000 to every employee to help them with the pandemic, which was great. Lime Scooters is yanking their scooters from California and Washington. And Audible just made a bunch of free. Yeah, you sent me this.
Well, no, actually what happened, Rachel?
Oh,
There's Good. A story.
Tell me, Mom.
So this lady that I really like, she posted that on Facebook about the Audible. And there was one other company that's doing it.
Amazon.
Yeah. And I go, oh, Jessica needs to know this because Bailey's like a reader.
She reads. So, she's read more than all of us combined. Every listener combined. She has read more.
So I was trying to figure out how to send it via Messenger on Facebook. And it ended up sending to everyone I know on Facebook. And
Mom, I'm like, you're that person!
But in a private message.
Still, you're that person. That's worse.
I never do that. I never. So then I had to post something saying, I'm really sorry I messed up. Anyway.
I love you so much. That's like the first official, like, old person thing you've done.
Oh, there's been many.
I know, but like, so far, you got to give yourself props. You're more advanced in the social media and internet thing than most of the people your age.
I think it's because you guys show me everything.
Yes. I was talking to my friend Kelly Six today on the phone. She goes, my mom just got an Instagram. And I was like, oh, that's great. And she goes, yeah. She then called me to describe all of my pictures and captions to me. I was like, wait, your pictures? Yes. She went to my Instagram page. Told me what the picture was and then would read the caption that I wrote to me.
Cute.
she just her describing her mother on Instagram. She's about the same age as you. I was like, I am so thankful that you guys know, like, you can figure it out. Like, guys, my mom set up her microphone, headphones, computer to do this podcast. She set it up.
Yeah, but you had to help connect.
It doesn't matter.
We did something with a mic because we couldn't get it to work.
She couldn't hear me and I couldn't hear her. We figured
it out. So we're trying to sign to each other. And then I'm like, oh, let's call.
So you were very advanced, but that was definitely an old person thing you did.
Yep. Yep.
All right. My cousin Andrew, shout out Andrew, sent me this. TikTok apparently tried to filter out videos from ugly, poor, or disabled users. So that's an actual fact, because the moderators of TikTok said, like, they're like, we were told we were supposed to filter out videos and not promote them if the person was ugly, poor, okay. Like the environment.
Ugly?
Like,
who decides if they're ugly?
I'm aware.
No one is ugly.
I know. Well, you could be an ugly soul.
True. Oh, true.
Yeah. Then you're ugly. But so if you were poor or disabled, they were supposed to like not promote or hide your video, basically.
Poor? How do they know if you're poor?
The background. Like, if it looks like your house is like not.
Oh, honey.
Great. Or like your clothes are tattered, I guess.
That's wrong.
So TikTok said, because if the character's appearance isn't good, the video will look less attractive. So they were saying,
that is so wrong.
Yeah. So they aren't allowed to put it on the For You page or recommend to new users. So
did they take Miranda off?
Maybe Colleen kept saying Miranda videos kept getting taken down. She got put in the system. But TikTok,
not that she's ugly at all.
Well, Miranda's character is supposed to be like, it's supposed to be not appealing.
Yeah, with hair and
so
all the gross things she does.
Exactly. She's supposed to make you go, oh, come on. So TikTok said that they did this so that those people wouldn't get bullied. They were like, says like people will just make fun of them, so we're just making it so people.
That's not right.
That is not. Are you kidding me?
That's not
this
right.
The stupidest excuse I've ever heard in my life. Like, oh, they're just, TikTok isn't very great. I mean, I'm addicted to it, but like, as a company, I think they're competing with Facebook on the, is this show that should be running?
I got stuck on it the other day.
Oh, it's addicting, Mom.
Well, I just watch my kids. Mm-hmm. But then I said, oh, recommended? What are they recommending me? And I went, uh-oh.
What are your favorite types of videos? Like, what are you seeing a lot of?
My kids.
I know, but like.
Oh, I don't know. They keep just all these different things. They're showing me different things because I don't go to anything particular.
Do you like the videos? if you start liking videos, like hitting the heart button in the videos you like, then
just my kids.
Okay. But if like you see videos that are like cooking hacks or
satisfying videos. Any of those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you ever do see those types of videos.
Like them.
And then those types will start showing up more in your recommended. Okay. Colleen and I have very different, it's called a For You page. Ours are very different. She does all like, cause she watches all the dances and does all the dances. And I do a bunch of dog stuff. And
I think I did like a dog thing.
Yeah. So you'll start getting like more animal recommendations. Like if you see a few farm videos. So they're very good at there's a lot of chickens out there, Mom. They're very good at finding videos that you would like. Okay. I will say their algorithm is fantastic at that. And it is strange how Colleen and I have very, very different For You pages, even though like our followers cross over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was fascinating. But anyway. Do you want to hear about some drama? James Charles came for the app called Cameo. Have you ever heard of Cameo?
Yes.
Okay. For those who haven't, who I'm pretty sure maybe only like one of you, Cameo is a website where you can go to, or an app or whatever it is. And there's a bunch of celebrities of all different sorts on there. And you can purchase shout outs, video messages, things like that. And it range, the person sets up their own price. So like someone could be a $2 video thing and someone could be like $1,000, doesn't matter.
Like to say happy birthday or
whatever.
Clean your room.
Yes. So you can have someone be like, can you tell Susie May that she needs to go on a walk with me? And the person will be like, Susie May, go on a walk with your friend. So anyway, Cameo, I will say I've never wanted to do it because it just kind of seemed weird. Like I was like, I don't want to do it.
And so don't.
Yeah. So they have asked me several times, and every time I say, no, I am not interested. Stop. I don't want to. And James Charles posted on Twitter saying like he was all pissed. He came for them and was like, Cameo is terrible. They're trying to profit off of this coronavirus quarantine madness. And apparently he tweeted the email, and I actually got the same email from them and thought the same thing, where it was like, hey, times are tough right now, so you should probably get on Cameo so that your fans can have more interaction with you because they're stuck at home, like got nothing to do. So like, and it was just kind of like, it was a very off-putting email. And he tweeted the email, and then he said, since I've asked you guys privately multiple times to stop emailing me, I'm going to say it publicly. Stop it. He's like, I've never publicly shamed you guys because I don't want anyone to think that I'm shaming the people that are on there. Like, but I don't want to be a part of this. I've told you so many times. And like, he's like, I interact with my fans for free. I'm not going to make them pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So he went off. And I'm like, if you choose to do Cameo, cool, that's whatever. And someone made a good point. It was like, if you do meet and greets and charge for that, it's like the same thing. And I'm like, it kind of is, but it's also like the videos can basically, I don't know. I think it's slightly different. I think an in-person thing is very different than a video. Obviously, like it's very different right now. I'll tell you, I wish my mom was here and not over Skype or Zoom or whatever I'm on. So I agree with him that like Cameo needs to stop. They need to like, if we say no, like stop.
No means no.
Yeah. I've told them multiple times, it's not part of my brand to do that. And they just don't stop. And the fact that like, I got the same copy and paste email and with just the name changed. And I was like, I very much think they are taking advantage of this pandemic, and it's gross to me. And I don't want to work, because I was kind of thinking about, I was like, Cameo's, like kind of like maybe thinking about doing it, even though for years I've said no. But then when I got that email, I was like, nope. Sorry.
No way.
Like a normal day, I don't shade anyone for doing Cameo, like whatever, like that doesn't matter. But to do it, to keep bugging influencers who've told you time and time again, no. And then
that's not cool.
And to try to take advantage when people are short on cash right now. Like it's not like people are, the last thing that people should be doing, well, if you buy a video message during that time, that's your choice. But like, that's not like your fans. Sometimes you have these mega fans who feel obligated to purchase whatever you put out there. And so, cause they want to support you. So these kids might be strapped for cash, but then feel this stream obligation to support their like favorites. And that's not right. Like, we shouldn't do that right now. If you're like, again, I have no shade to people on Cameo or people that buy Cameos. That's cool. But the company is, I don't know, they were being a little dirty. That's all I have to say. So I kind of agree with James here. Oh, mom.
Yes.
There is a YouTube channel of a man opening doors.
Just opening doors?
That's it. So every day he posts a video of just his arm and his hand opening a door. And it's like a 10-second long video. And he's done it every single day for the last 334 days.
Wow.
And the channel is called I Open Doors.
Nice.
Hey, he got to the point, man. He was like, I'm not messing around.
That takes commitment.
It takes so much commitment.
Does it? Or did he do quite a few in one day?
You know, he could have. You never know with these internet people. They're shady. All right, before we get into the last piece of news I have today, we're going to go on to our last sponsor for today, which brings us to Best Fiends. If you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you already know that we are both very much addicted to Best Fiends, and you already know what it's all about. But if you're new, let me break it down for you. Best Fiends is a phone game that is extremely fun. I lose track of time when I play, so much so that I'm currently on level 1,116, and I don't remember getting here. But it's a fun game where you collect these little characters to help you beat the puzzles and advance to the next level. I love trying to collect all the little creatures and seeing what the next little guy can do. The more you collect, the bigger and stronger they grow, and the cooler they get. So trust me, you'll want to download and play it. I have a lot of fun with it, and I'm sure you will too. So if you want to engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters, then with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. So download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Do-do-do-do.
Hey, right. I'm in the 500s.
You are in the 500s.
I'm in the 500s.
You're halfway to my spot.
Well, a little more. What are you?
1,116.
Okay. I'm getting there. It's fun.
All right. The last piece. Okay. Mom, do you know the drama between Kanye West and Taylor Swift?
That's old news.
It is. So a long time ago, Kanye and Taylor Swift drama started because he like interrupted her acceptance speech and was like, Beyonce gets him, blah, 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 blah. Then from then on out, everyone was like, oh, they got beef. And Taylor Swift was like, I'm just a child. What's happening? And then he wrote a song, and what the lyrics is, hold on. And he starts talking about Taylor Swift in a song, and one of the lyrics is, I made that B-I-T-C in the bad word, famous. So I made it famous and whatever. Calls it the B word in it.
Right.
And when that song came out, she obviously did not like the fact that that's what was said about her. And like, no, he did not make her famous. Also, don't call me the B word. Also, like, what in the world? And Kanye was like, hey, I told her I was gonna write this. I told her the song. I like told her the lyrics or whatever. She's like, no, you didn't. Then Kim Kardashian, this is like years ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Leaks, quote unquote, leaks.
A
private video of the phone call between them, but only part of it. And in the video makes it seem like Kanye is telling Taylor Swift everything that's going into the song, and he gets her approval. Okay, so that's what the video showed. And so everyone was like, Taylor Swift just likes to play the victim, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, okay, great. So we're just recording private phone calls secretly and not telling me. And like, he didn't tell me. Like, I know that's what it seems like, but whatever. She's like, fine, hate me if you want. And so there's always, everyone just loves to hate Taylor Swift. I don't know why. I've never had a negative thing about her. But then this past week, the full video of the phone conversation got leaked. I don't know how, didn't care to look into it. And it's
all things internet.
Where we just kind of start the conversation and you finish it yourselves. So, and it, you in the conversation, Kanye never tells her the lyrics.
Oh.
Tells her that she can listen to the song before he, you know, releases it. And he tells her it's going to like make her look good and all this stuff. And it was a complete lie. And so everyone's like, oh my God, after all these years, we find out Taylor Swift was telling the truth. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are sneaky and like totally starting drama for no reason. Like this poor girl never asked for any of this. Taylor Swift
was young. She was young when that happened.
Yeah. And like her whole life, like I feel like she hasn't done anything negative. Not right. that I can recall. Like, I can't remember any scandals happening about her.
Mm-mm.
And anything negative has just been, like, these random drama rumors and, like, other people starting things. And she's like, I didn't do anything. And everyone's like, stop playing the victim. And she's like, I just didn't do anything. So, like, this kind of finally proves she literally didn't do anything. So, I just feel bad for her.
Yeah.
So, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, thanks for sticking with her all of these years, man. She deserves that love and respect.
Yeah.
All right, Mom.
All right.
It's time for the game section. It's your least favorite game.
No, not 21 questions.
Well, it's 20. I don't know, you alcoholic 21. What are you doing?
20 questions. Ah. Right. Okay, can we have a subject title, though?
A category, yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
What category do you want?
You put me on the spot.
Do, 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 do.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Rachel.
I burped out of utter disgust for your lack of knowing.
I don't know what subject. There's so many subjects in the world. You pick one.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's do animals.
Is it a dog?
No.
Oh.
Wait, I didn't even think of one yet, but it's just not a dog.
Good. I don't have to ask that question. That one didn't count. Okay. That one did not count.
Oh, listen. Okay. I'm going to go with an easy one. Okay. Go. 20 questions. I have it in my head. Yes. Okay.
Animal. Does it fly?
No.
Have we had one?
No.
That's just thought it was going to be easy.
Okay. It's like as easy as it's not like a naked mole rat.
Is it large?
Yes.
Is it an elephant?
No.
Is it? Tall.
What do you mean isn't tall?
Is it tall?
Like,
You said it's large, but does that mean large this way or large that way?
I don't know if it's like, this is hard to, like, what's tall to you? What kind of animal is it tall to?
A giraffe.
Okay. It's not like giraffe tall.
But it's large. Okay. So is it a rhinoceros?
No.
Have you seen one in real life?
I don't think so.
Does it swim?
It can. What? It can. It is large and it can swim. And
is it a hippo?
Is it a hippo? No, it's not a hippo.
Large. Okay, I did giraffe. I did elephant.
Okay.
Is it in the cat family?
No.
Because they can swim.
I know, but it's not a cat.
Is it like in the wild?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I said all the big ones.
No, you didn't. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit?
Not even a little bit.
A horse?
No.
They're in the wild.
They are, but it's not a horse.
I give up.
You give up, Mom!
Okay.
Are you giving up or are you done?
An orangutan.
Okay. The thing with this game is you need to ask more like broad questions. Like, does it have claws or paws?
Does it have fur?
It does say fur. I know, but like, does it have fur? Does it have feathers? Does it have a beak? Does it have teeth? Does it have,
no,
like,
because I wiped those out.
Is it a herbivore? Is it a herbivore? Is it a carnivore? Does it live in cool weather? Does it live in warm weather?
See, polar bear.
Yes! That is literally it. I got it. Okay. Oh my God, that was so struggle. It's a struggle to get you to do this game.
It was a struggle. I hate this game. Ready, go.
Do you want to play a round or do you just want to go to questions?
No, go. Go.
All right. I have one. It's an animal. That's not a question. That's just making sure that it's an animal.
Yes.
All right. Does it live on land?
Yes.
Okay. Does it fly?
Yes.
Okay. See, this is nice. Is it bigger than my arm?
No.
That's a small little birdie. Or it's a bat. We don't know yet.
Is a bat a bird? Isn't it a mammal?
No, it's like a weird thing.
Okay, go.
I don't remember what it is. Is it a bat?
Down three. You asked, is it a bat?
Okay.
No.
Okay, just making sure. Do you see it in your neighborhood?
Yes.
Does it eat meat?
No.
Good. So it's a tiny bird that likes, I would consider a worm a meat, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Is it colorful?
Yes.
Okay. So we got a tiny little colorful bird that likes the flowers. Or it could be a bee. Or an insect? Is it an insect?
No.
Okay. Just making sure it's a bird. Goodness gracious. Is it a hummingbird? Yeah! See? That's what you do. That's how you play the game, Mom.
Yeah, you're just smarter than me.
All right. We'll move on to questions. Okay. Victoria says, is online podcasting harder than you thought? It is not harder than I thought, but also I haven't seen the end result yet because the audio might suck. I can't tell yet. The visual might be like the worst thing in the world. Can't tell yet. So setting it up was easier than I thought, but I also don't know if I did it all right. Mom?
For today or forever? Are we talking past or today?
Is online podcasting. So I think like right now, what we're doing today.
Oh, we don't know yet.
Correct. I think it's easier than I thought.
It is easier than I thought.
Yes. So we talked about that if this works out. Did we talk about this while we were recording? No.
No, we talked about this privately.
Privately. Oh, what do we talk about in private? This. So we talked about this would be great if this does work out well. We smooth out all the kinks. Because if we're doing it on Zoom, we can have people like Colleen or Jessica or Christopher, or whoever wants, just pop in and say hi or like hang out with us for a bit, play a game with us, answer questions, whatever. JoJo can come on. Like, just, it's fun. My mom and I aren't always in the same place every week. And sometimes it can get stressful trying to meet up. So if she goes on the road with Colleen, whenever that happens again, or if things like this happen, or there's just times when it's like our weekends are both packed. And it's neither of us have time to drive to the other one. We can do things like this. This is a cool setup if we can figure out how to make it work perfectly.
We want to be in person normally.
We want to, that's always better in person, but like life gets in the way sometimes, you know? Like sometimes there's a deadly virus that just sweeps the world and you gotta just stay inside.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, I need to say this, the whole stay inside thing. Listen, it doesn't count if you're inviting people over to your house.
No.
That's not how this works. It's not like the rain where if you go out and get wet, it's like, she got you.
The only way that works is if you go, well, never mind.
Oh, no. Does not, doesn't work. Listen.
Well, when I go pick up my mom and bring her to my house, I don't go to a store. I don't get to a large gathering.
So, but like
my mom.
Those people, you've designated people who are, you're going to infect each other.
Yes.
Like these are, Matt and I will infect each other.
Yeah.
Colleen, Eric, Corey, Flynn infect each other. But like our groups aren't intersecting. We're not crossing.
And we found, I have a really great story. You know how you're happy about people who are doing good things during the coronavirus?
So happy about it.
Okay. There was a junior at the high school we all used to go to.
Okay, so 11th grade, for those who don't know.
11th grade. He set up with his friends a thing, and he passed it around on this neighborhood email thing we all get.
Okay.
That they are happy to go and pick up your groceries. They'll pay for them, and then they drop them off at your door, and you can Venmo them or write them a check.
Oh, Oh, that's cool.
And they wear gloves and masks. I mean, come on. This is our youth of today. That's great. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, that's great. Love that.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All right, that's fine. Whatever. Amanda asks, how does it feel to not have March Madness? I never watched March Madness. I've never been into college sports. I feel so bad for them that they don't get to play. I feel bad for the people that don't get to watch it. I feel bad for like the schools and the teams, everyone that sucks.
Yeah.
But it does not affect me. Maud asks, how is your 30-day challenges going? So I decided, because I first thought we were all going on the like quarantine status for 30 days. So I started a bunch of 30-day challenges. Haven't missed one. I'm doing great. Matthew says, is it hard not to see your family? Yeah. It's the worst part about all of this for us.
Yep.
And just Skyping and Zooming and FaceTime, it's not the same. Never will be. Natasha asks, are you excited for the new Miranda series that's coming out today?
Yes.
I am. Yes. Cause I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to her about it. Usually like I'll go over to her house once a week and I find out everything. And then now I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
We're going to find out all together.
Yeah. Cause I don't talk.
Zoomers to boomers. That's what company's called.
Oh, sorry. I saw a thing about that.
Zoomers to boomers. That's just Santa Barbara area.
Yeah.
But, that's okay, cool. Sorry. I thought that was awesome.
All right. No, that is awesome.
Okay. So Miranda.
Yeah. The Miranda series. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited about it.
It'll be good.
Luidia wants to know, Gwen, what are you doing to keep yourself entertained during this time?
A lot of cooking.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
A lot of cooking.
That's fun. Have you done any gardening or anything?
I did. Yay! Sorry. It's raining here too. I actually did do some gardening. I planted some tomato plants and I ran out of pots. So I planted a tomato in a tire.
Love that. Way to recycle a tire, Mom.
That's right.
Love it. I feel like everyone's starting to learn how to like cook. I'm not, because Matt has always been the cook in our family and like nothing's changed. We've always cooked. Because one of the things, the grocery stores, even if people didn't hoard, we still wouldn't have enough food in the grocery stores for like the shelves to not be empty, because I feel like half the population always ate out.
Right.
And so now 100%, or like we'll say 80% of the population.
I don't know. Here you can have it delivered. And they're asking you to have your food delivered from the from restaurants to keep them in business.
Yes. But a lot of people aren't. So I'm going to say like it went from half the people ordering out to maybe like 25% of the people ordering out.
Oh. Because
people are so scared of like coming in contact, and like also delivery, like I think they're trying to keep the prices low, but people still don't know. And also like, I know a lot of people your age, Mom, don't know how to use the apps. They don't know how to like order things online and do stuff. So a lot of people are starting to go to the grocery stores more.
Yeah.
And that's like, I just don't think their grocery stores are equipped for that. So, you know, but a lot of people are going to learn how to cook. I just got to say that.
I just got my sewing machines back last week, so I can sew again.
Where were they?
Rachel. At the repair store.
Oh.
One just stopped working and Colleen borrowed one once. So.
It stopped working too?
It stopped working too. So I got them both back. So now, hey, Rachel, do you want me to make you some pajama pants?
Yes. I would love for you to make me some pajama pants. Get out. Yes, of course. Okay. Also, can I give you my dog's measurements so you can make the matching t-shirts?
Sure. I don't know how to make a dog shirt, but I'll figure it out.
I'm sure they have a pattern.
Interwebs.
I'm sure there's a pattern somewhere, Mom. Or just make them a bandana, a matching bandana. I know you know how to make those. Is that good?
I do. Yeah.
Maddie is asking, are we still going to have a regular podcast schedule? Yes.
Yes.
Since we figured out this, and if there's any kinks, we'll smooth them out. But for right now, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't continue doing this unless one of us gets very ill.
We can still internet. Do it.
We can still
do it.
Just do it from bed, Mom.
That's right.
And then Rosa Sickles says, what's the first thing you'll do once this lockdown is lifted?
Go see my kids.
I was going to say, open my front door, because I know my mom's going to come barreling through it.
Yep.
We've already planned a giant party. We're going to do like a celebrate Christopher's birthday, my birthday, Jessica's birthday, Easter, St. Patrick's Day. We're just going to have a giant party, most likely at my sister's. She doesn't know about it yet. But we'll Duncan, all just get together.
Parker, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their birthdays.
Yeah. We don't know how long this is going to go for. So everything we've missed, we'll do one giant party to make up for it all.
Yeah.
That's all. All right. That's all the questions I have.
Okay.
I think
good questions.
It's good podcasting, Mom. I can't believe we got through this. We did it. Let's hope this records and saves.
Is that what we're doing now?
We're flexing. Put a flex on him, Mom. Put a flex on him.
I don't know what it did.
All right. I love you.
I love you. I miss you so much.
I miss you.
Are you talking to me or them?
I keep thinking this is just a normal Skype call. I forgot this for the people just listening and not watching are going to be like, what is happening? We're just not paying attention. We're just going on random conversations. Okay. Should we end this, Mom?
We should end it.
All right. I love you guys. Mom, do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.